This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part two of the second message in the Jonah Sermon Series. The series is called When God Pursues. This message is called When God Intervenes, from the first chapter, verses 4 through 17. God bless you as we continue reading the text and go get right into the message. This terrified them, and they asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running away from the Lord because he'd already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us? Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back to land. Notice their first response was not to kill him. They said, "Well, let's try rowing back first," but they could not. For the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried to the Lord, "O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, O Lord, have done as you pleased." And listen to verse 15. Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. Can you imagine the drama of that moment? They threw him overboard, and the sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. All I'm going to do today is point out some things out of this passage and quote a parallel passage in the New Testament to share this message with you. When you look at what happened to Jonah, the normal response from you and from me is to say this: God was really ticked with Jonah. God was really mad at him, and God was punishing him by having him thrown overboard into the water. And God was really mad at him when he had this big fish swallow him. You know what I'm going to say that's going to shock some of you? This was an act of compassion. This was an act of mercy from a merciful God. God was sparing him from death. And God was preparing him for his future ministry in the city of Nineveh. And what you and I would call an act of punishment, I want to suggest to you today, was God sparing him. Here's the thought that's going to bless you today. I really believe somebody's going to go home and say, "That's what I needed today." There's something going on perhaps in your life for the last year, the last 6 months, the last week. Maybe something's happened years ago and you said, "God was punishing me. I know he was." And God may be whispering in your ear, "No, I wasn't. I was sparing you from something worse. I was preserving you till now, and I was protecting you in ways that you'll never know until eternity." That's what I want you to go home with today. Look at verse 4 as we begin. "Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up." God sent a great wind. God intervenes. I want to ask you a question, personal question perhaps. What has the Lord sent in your life that, if truth be known, you kind of have this gut feeling that God sent that situation into your life for a reason? God sent that set of circumstances in your life, and maybe they were negative in your perception, but God sent something into your life for a reason. I believe that God sends people into our lives. I really believe that. You know, God can bring people into your life to speak truth to your life. And one of the best prayers I think a parent can pray for a son or daughter is, "God, would you bring the right people into my son's life to speak truth into his life?"
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.